Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Antoinette.
Hi.
Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Welcome to A Moment with Self. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Sadiq, and I'm really excited to bring you another hour of our meaningful interviews with some of the most wonderful experts who often bring us a lot of good news and practical information. In this program, we will have a gift for those men who are tired of their dating experiences and are looking for the reasons that why they have not settled with a woman of their dreams. Many of the modern men do not necessarily have the tools to find a woman who's easy to connect with on a meaningful and a stress-free level. So I've invited an expert who can shed some light on men's difficulties with women and can share the female's perspective as well on finding a woman who's matching these men's dreams or desires. My special guest is Ms. Antoinette Cabral, and she will share with us the secrets on how to be with a drama-free woman. Antoinette is a dating coach and a dating expert for men. She studied with master teachers in Thailand, Mexico, Los Angeles, and Vermont, where she learned unique tools to understand the dynamics between the masculine and the feminine energies in relationships. Antoinette's training with women took many years of her life, and in this experience, she understood what women want, need, and desire. She also understands the male perspective, and she knows what obstacles may arise when these men are dating in order to find a mate and want to fall in love. Antoinette has brilliantly utilized what she has learned to create a powerful and proven program that is in seven-step system for men. And by following up each one of these steps, a man will find the drama-free woman of his dreams. She also provides information on a free webinar that's coming up on March 26th at 6 p.m. Antoinette has been featured on many, many different programs, media, TV, magazines, and the list of them are so many that I think by looking at her website, you may find more information that will be more practical than this short time that we have. So I invite you to look at her website. Allow me to introduce you to Antoinette, and let's welcome her and start learning from her. Hi, Antoinette.
Hi, Dr. Sadiq. How are you?
Pretty good. It's so wonderful to have you online tonight with us, and this really exceptional idea of how men can get over these obstacles, it was intriguing to me. So when I heard about what you do, I was really interested to share these with our audience, and you know, I'm sure there are many men who are interested to know what could be done differently, and even I think some of our women listeners, by hearing what you're saying, can see that how they may be changing their perspectives of looking at the men, and they may benefit as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
Okay. So, you know, a brief description of what you have done in your life. So why don't you tell our listeners, who is really Antoinette, and why our listeners have to listen to you and, you know, see what you're saying? What are you giving them?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. You know, the reason why I'm sharing this information, and I think, you know, all of us in this healing profession and helping profession, we've gone through a lot of challenges in life. And so, you know, my own upbringing, I've had, you know, rejection and chronic self-doubt. And I've just was in a really low place. And when I had that deep desire within me, I was able to overcome these challenges and find a new path. And when I did, I learned how to embrace my confidence and my magnetism. I felt just happy, and that was magnetic to the opposite sex. So I started supporting the women. And I wanted to share with women, how to get over their own fears and their rejection and their self-doubt. And I learned these powerful tools through my travels. And I saw, with these women that they were still having challenges attracting quality men. So I thought, what is out there? Who is supporting the men? And I saw that there wasn't a lot of support for the men. And the support for the men was, how to pick up on women, like strategies on how to pick up on them or how to get laid. And I thought, wow, no wonder a lot of these women are not in quality relationships. There's a big gap between what the women are learning and what the men are learning. So I hold the space for the men to really, give them the female perspective of, what does this modern, confident, and happy woman want? And how is he going to connect to her so she can find a quality relationship?
I'm in such a rush to learn very fast. So what is it? What is it that they want?
The woman wants or the man wants?
No, what do the women want? You see, as a man also, I'm interested to know, that they want, because, as a psychologist, I totally understand that men and women have different ways of relating. So I'm wondering what are these relationships mean in your eyes as being different, and where the disconnect is happening?
Absolutely. I think one of the big things is for a man to understand what the woman's language is, and you as a psychologist can understand that as well. So, when I'm in a room with women, the first thing that we do is that we connect to each other, and we're sharing feelings. And this is really important to us. We want to be able to share our emotions and our feelings. And so this is important for a man to know that when, we're dating a woman, we want that. Maybe we want the guy to listen to us, or maybe we want that feeling of the connection. And for a man, he wants to, when he sees this, he's maybe wanting to provide and create a solution, and we want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the guy to be standard language of, we want someone to be sensitive to us. We want someone to understand, we are a lot more emotional than a man. So that is one of the things.
That is a very good point, but allow me to tell you where I'm kind of getting confused in this conversation. When we're talking about emotional state of women, that's very understandable that women would like certain expression of feelings and emotions. But then again, we see that when men are emotional and show feelings, they're labeled as wimpy, weak, soft, and then that's not usually what a woman wants. So how do you deal with that?
Absolutely, because I think, the modern woman can have both. She can be strong and sensitive, and then to find her equal as a man who knows how to be vulnerable but knows how to stand in his strength and power as a man. And I think that is where the new, the modern woman is and the modern man is we don't have to be either or. I mean, we don't have to put ourselves in one box of, okay, so I need that connection from my guy or that emotional vulnerability, but I also want him to be in his strength and his power. And I think people think you can only be one or the other, but I see there's room for both.
I totally agree, and I totally understand your point, because what we're talking about is balance. Everything only works when we are as a person. It doesn't matter if, it's a woman or a man. We want to be assertive. We want to be self-confident, and we want to understand our own situations in order to be relating with someone else in a healthy way. And if we are not feeling well in any certain areas and we expect somebody else to cover that for us, that's where we fall into the cracks of failures in relationships.
I 100% agree. I also see, because, you know, I do a lot of research, so I'm online researching people's profiles and talking to a lot of people. I do a lot of interviews, and it's not like just talking to people and men. And I see also the men want to be with an independent woman, and they also want to be with an independent woman who also knows how to receive. And that's what the modern man wants. He wants, he doesn't want to be with a needy woman. But he also wants her to be independent and wants her to make her own money. So there's that balance. He's wanting this.
Yeah.
You know, he wants that. He doesn't want to be with the submissive woman who's at home and wants to be with a sugar daddy. He actually finds it attractive that she does make her money, but he also wants to provide for her. So I see that we're evolving into another relationship model. The old ways, you know, and the woman who is too independent and she says, I can't do this on my own, that's shifting as well. We're finding the balance between, you know, having the masculine and the feminine inside of both of us. And I see
and
that.
And the truth is that as a person, both men and women, they both have the feminine and masculine energies. And finding that balance, you know, inside of each one of us, that becomes a factor. So when you were talking about men being solution-focused, and still needy for connection, I think that is where that balance should be made for men. You know, how much of them is that solution-focused person, and how often or how needy they might be for connection. So the primary upbringing, I think, plays a huge role into how these men and women are acting as adults and in relationships.
Primary upbringing. Mm-hmm.
Right. And how do you deal with that? Is any of your programs with men covering that aspect of it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, what we learn from a relationship is what we learn from our parents and the people who we're surrounded with while we're growing up. And I work with people on the emotional level. So if, and that's how I learned. You know, I felt a lot of rejection when I was growing up, and it wasn't just from my parents, but it also was at school, and it was from my siblings. And so that emotion I carried in my emotional body. And when I learned how to really deal with that emotion, I actually learned how to release it because it created a knot in my emotional body. And when I learned how to release it and be okay with it and send it love, it transformed it, and that wounding that I had from the past actually grew up. And now she's a mature adult. She's not reacting to the rejection anymore. So, yes,
well,
I deal with that. Because
go ahead. Yeah, no, I'm interested that with all of this experience that you have as a woman, so what made you start supporting men instead? So the logical thing would have been that with what you learned, you would be supporting women, but you chose to support men. That's really interesting. How did you come across that part of you?
I shared with you that I was supporting women for a while and also saw the need that seeing all these amazing women around me, absolutely amazing, and have done a lot of interpersonal work within themselves, and that I saw it difficult for them to still find quality men. And I didn't see that the men had the tools in order to be with this modern woman. So I guess that part of me, that solutions part of me said, okay, here's my gift. I know how to overcome obstacles. I know how to overcome, you know, really hard challenges in life, and I have a lot of compassion. Who can I serve? And in my meditation, because I also am very spiritual, My meditation said, support the men.
Wow.
And be available for them. Because when I'm supporting the men, I'm actually supporting the women. So I have not stopped supporting the women.
I see. So now through your support of men, indirectly you are supporting women.
Absolutely.
Very nice. So what are the obstacles, some of these obstacles that men encounter while they are trying to find that dream woman?
There's a few obstacles that I see that are very present. You know, I just saw, I'm now friends with a successful client of mine, and I saw him the other day. And for him, he spent 2 years before he found his woman and before he worked with me, he kept going online and he kept running into the same thing over and over and over again. And he got trapped in the online dating world. And so something didn't work out. He kept going back on the online dating world. And what he shared with me was he broke that cycle of feeling that rejection, something similar to me that I had experienced. And he broke that rejection and he gained his confidence and his power. He felt this different strength. And as soon as he did that, the caliber of women that he attracted were so different, and shortly after he found a quality woman. So a big challenge is for men is, I guess, self-awareness, is understanding where they're at in relationship, like to themselves.
So lack of self-awareness is one of these obstacles then, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And can you say a little bit more about it? What do you exactly mean with self-awareness? What are we required to have to feel a sense of awareness?
Is understanding your own beliefs, like your own beliefs and patterns about who you are. So for him, he didn't understand that he kept cycling into this dramatic cycle of when he was online dating. He kept, you know, he thought if he put more numbers out there, if he kept putting himself out there, that he would eventually meet his woman. But the same thing kept happening over and over and over again. So when I worked with him, he understood that he was getting in his own way and his own limiting belief of who he was, which was he didn't believe in himself, and he had a lack of self-esteem. When he was able to overcome that and see for himself, then he was able to change it, and that was the game changer for him,
right,
in his dating life.
So in other words, the self-awareness that you are describing is kind of realizing the beliefs, the core beliefs that a person has about him or herself. For example, if a woman has this belief that men are pigs, you know, so doesn't matter how many relationships she gets into, but she believes that men are not trustworthy, and the relationships at some point are going to that direction that they're not going to be trustworthy, and like kind of a self-fulfilled prophecy is going to happen. So are you suggesting that same thing is happening with men if they have a belief, for example, women are evil or women are trouble? So they will go through those relationships with those beliefs, and until they don't change those beliefs, the results that they get will be the same. Is that
absolutely?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I believe that even in your dating life, that relationship, mm-hmm. even in your dating and love life, it is a mirror of your own belief systems. And that's the self-awareness, is saying, okay, I'm the creator of my life. I'm creating, you know, I want to find my dream woman. So I'm going to look within and see, what are my own obstacles? What can I change, or how can I grow as a man, so that I can prepare myself for this dream woman?
That makes a
and
lot
that
of
is looking. Mm-hmm.
Go
on.
Ahead.
So when he's able to do that and look within and say, okay, what is getting in the way, then he will meet a quality woman that is his match.
Very true, very true. I'm agreeing with whatever you're saying, because that's exactly the experience that I have with the couples that I see, you know, until the couples who maybe they have even been married for a long time, until they don't each individually arrive at that point of awareness, self-awareness that you're describing, they cannot connect on a more meaningful way that creates a happy and comfortable lifestyle together, because they are each in different levels of individuation or emotional stability. So that conflict doesn't allow them to share eye to eye, and they end up having a lot of difficulties and so many divorces.
Mm-hmm. That leads to another obstacle, is compatibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And having the same values. So another blind spot for men is, you know, I know that men are a lot more simple than women. You could see women, working with women, they'll have this huge long list of what they want in a woman. I mean, in a man. And from the guys that I work with, a lot of their lists are simple. And they usually, okay, they might meet someone and they get along with her, but they don't have the same goals. And they're not on the same page with things, and they end up getting into a relationship because she is a cool woman that they're hanging out with and they have sexual chemistry. So
right.
That is also an obstacle that I see. And then there'll be one of those couples that will have to see you and decide if they're going to be on the same page.
Very true. And the compatibility and values are not surfacing in the beginning when they're in that honeymoon phase, because they try to ignore all of those differences in values, and they kind of sugarcoat everything that happens because they want to keep that chemical connection and the joy that they are experiencing from that initial lust or falling in love. So they bypass all the signs, and they end up in a relationship that at the end is going to break down.
Yes, absolutely. And I hear this all the time with men, and they said, actually, you know, the chemistry, because guys are more visual, and the visual, physical chemistry is really important to them at first. So they go by that first, and that bypasses things if that's strong for a man, and that bypasses the actual compatibility factor. And later on they say to me, well, you know, I just didn't have anything in common with her because the chemistry was so strong.
Right. So that's the second obstacle. Do you know of any other obstacles that you want to talk about?
It's similar. It's really about, you know, being clear on what you want, and that would be for a man, is will help him achieve the finding the right woman.
How about the culture and religion? Is that a factor?
That would go into compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to have the same shared values, and if that's important to someone, then if the culture and the religion is in conflict, then I would say that it would not be long-term relationship.
And what about the physical attribute that you said that kind of that creates some of the misassumptions? But how important that is in your way of seeing men and understanding their desires?
That is very important to men, that they have to be physically attracted to her. That's part of the equation. Because I know for the guys, what?
Isn't it the same for women? Aren't women the same way looking for, you know, certain attributes in the physical ways that a man is?
Yes, but not as strong as a man.
Mm-hmm.
I see that women, if we can have that connection if we can feel safe with a man and he understands us and he gets us, then because we're more emotional, the chemistry can build and the physical chemistry can build. And I've had that personally. And I've seen that with women. They said, you know, wasn't as physically attracted to him, but because he understood me and he connected with me on an emotional level, he became more attractive. So I see for men that the physical appearance is a priority, but I also want them to factor in that it's not just the physical attraction that's going to create a long-term relationship. They have to build on other things.
So where do you put money as one of these obstacles?
That it has to be in the shared values.
Is it? Because having money and not having money, especially in a place like Los Angeles, you know, it makes a huge difference in these relationships, doesn't it?
Sure, but it also means, you know, if that's the same value, for some couples or when they're dating, the value is, both people may want to make money and contribute. And I think it's also the shared values of, you know, maybe the guy is okay with the woman staying home and she's going to contribute in another way. So I think if people are upfront about what they want and they're going to communicate that, then both people can decide if that's what can work for them or if it's not going to work for them. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't do, is that there's not enough open communication. So that's where you can understand, you know, are you on the same page with someone or not? Because I think you can create your own rules of what a relationship could or cannot like, money or not.
I think you just used the most important word of all of this, communication. Because without appropriate and efficient communication, none of these challenges can go away, and all of these problems are going to stay in the same way. Truly, I think with lack of communication, we are having many, many, many more problems that could be resolved if you would have learned how to appropriately share feelings, utilize words, bring our acknowledgement and our point of views in a more clear way to somebody else, a lot of these difficulties would have been solved. So I think that you mentioned a very crucial point in all of this, which is communication.
Yes.
Is that one of the tools that you're teaching?
Sure, absolutely. There's verbal communication, yes. And, you know, there's also nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, as you know, I think for any relationship to become successful, whether you're in a working relationship or you're looking for your dream woman, I think just having positive communication skills is going to create success. You know, and then it'll help you, you know, decipher if this woman or this right man is right for you. You know, are they on the same page?
So what are the tools that you are giving to these men to be helped with these difficulties or obstacles?
Sure. I have a 7-step system that I help guide the men. I look at where their own unique relationship blind spots are, and I ask them a lot of questions first, and I also am intuitive, so I can see where else they could be holding on to some past limiting beliefs. So I look at where that is, and I take them through the first step, and the first step is how to gain you know, their confidence and their strength power as a man. Okay, so this is incorporating, you know, tools to maybe overcome self-doubt, or they're not feeling confident, so that they can feel this strength but also be open-hearted at the same time. Because that being strong and sensitive and open-hearted is what the modern woman wants. So utilizing that would be one of the steps. And then I give them tools on how to understand women, You know, what do we want on an emotional level? What do we want on a physical level? You know, what is, how to understand us, and then how to communicate to us efficiently, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, understanding women is one. And then another tool that I take them through is seeing what their past relationship blind spots are. Let's say they kept attracting women who they didn't trust. So I help them clear that block up so that they're not reattracting that same mistrust in relationships. You know, maybe they had something going on with, you know, their mom when they were younger. So I help them overcome that so that they don't keep attracting that same type of woman. And after that, they get clarity on what type of woman they want, and I take them through the compatibility process. Okay, so who do you want as a best friend? What does the best friend look like? Because the best friend is the foundation. So if she's your best friend and you could talk to her and you can have fun and you guys have common interests, and for a man, bonding with a woman through a common interest is really important. I've seen that. So they want to have this best friend. And then also, what goals do you want to share with her? What values are important to you in relationships? And then last, of course, is the lover, the compatibility of you will also want for him, chemistry is important. Getting clear on the type of relationship that he wants. And these are all foundational steps before he actually goes out and goes and finds her. So each step is creating the foundation. It's like a house, building the foundation. He's the foundation, clearing out some, you know, maybe tearing down a wall, and then rebuilding that. And then when he's ready, it's like, okay, now you're good. You have this clarity about who you are and what type of woman that you want. Now it's time to go out and find her. And then I give him tools on how to find her. So it could be, you know, maybe he just doesn't go out as much. So I help him. I'm giving them tools, you know, go online, go hang out where this type of woman hangs out, and, you know, go out and meet different girls. This is where quality women hang out. Don't meet her at a bar. Don't meet her at a place where there's a lot of drinking involved. Not that drinking is bad, but you want to make a quality connection with a woman. So go to hang out where positive women hang out.
Right.
And then the last step is, you know.
Would the library count?
Yes, absolutely. The library would be one. I recommend, like, the farmer's market at a volunteer place.
The museum.
Volunteer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, that's a good hint.
Sure. So there's some strategy to it, but, like I said, the foundational pieces are important, and then he can go find her because now he's coming from a place of power and a clarity, and that's important.
That's great.
And
so what
mm-hmm.
kind of results have you seen with the guys that you have coached?
I've seen amazing results, and it blows my mind. the guy that I was just talking about who was online dating, he came out of a toxic divorce, and he gave his power away to his ex-wife. He didn't, you know, it ended up messy. You know, she was resentful. And then he started cycling on the dating world with no results, and then his self-esteem went really down. He went to the dark place. And after working with me, he found his dream woman, and he didn't know this type of woman even existed. They're traveling all the time, having amazing experiences. He's working out, making more money, feeling happy. He just says he's blown away, absolutely blown away by his new relationship, and they've been together a year and 8 months now.
How long did it take for this man to realize the pattern that he was kind of misusing and to get to that point of finding a quality woman and really getting to know this woman that she's been with for a year and 8 months? How long that process took for him?
Working with me or just going on
right,
to his own?
Right, working with you from the time that he was lost until he was found.
About 6 months.
Oh, that's great. That's a very good record in 6 months.
Yes. I've had another guy, he toxic divorce as well. Last marriage, lots of trust issues, stem from his relationship with his dad. He had a restraining order on her, like the police had to get involved. He came to me and he said, you know, I need help. So I took him through a process of healing the mistrust, healing his father, his relationship with his dad, forgiving the woman, and that also helped him to open up his heart. And when he did that, he also felt this newfound confidence within himself. He was actually pretty good at following the coaching, and it took him about 3 months to find his woman.
Wow. And he found the woman in 3 months.
Pardon me?
He found the woman in 3 months?
Yes, from the start of our coaching, yes, to when he met her about 3 months. But he was very active with the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He was very active. So I've seen, they're still together. And I've done some work with them as a couple. They've had, you know, a couple obstacles, but they've overcome it. They're both open. And he's very, you know, he has this nice masculine side, but he's very open.
Have you had experience with some men that they are not, as we may say, marriage material or couples relationship material, and no matter what you do, they're still not getting it?
No, that type of guy I normally don't work with.
Uh-huh.
Because if there is...
How do you determine if they change or not?
How do I know? It's because the guys that I work with are open and they want to find a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not interested in finding a relationship, it's going to be a waste of my time and their time.
Maybe I could rephrase the question in a better way. Obviously if they come to you, they are looking to make better relationships, so they come to you. But my question is that have you come across cases that after you are going through your teaching with them and working through the stuff, still they don't find that ability to move on and make those necessary adjustments?
Have I seen that in a rare circumstance? But I hold the place. You know, one of my gifts is to really be that feminine, the feminine inspiration, and to hold their potential for them and to hold that space of that they can do it. So seeing them and believing in them also helps them to move past obstacles.
Well, the reason I ask that question, I'll be frank with you, as a psychologist, I come across some people who the problem is not just emotional or value system or the very valid points that you brought up. They have deeper psychological issues that are probably predispositions or personality disorders. And I'm wondering, how do you kind of differentiate between those men who are not well enough and they're still searching for that woman and, the other women? That's really the question that I'm trying to ask.
Sure. I think it could be an intuitive thing because the guys who come to me, there's a certain level of openness that they come to me with. And I ask them a lot of questions and I could see if they're a good fit on both ends. And they ask me questions. So I trust that.
So there is a process for you that, like in the beginning, you assess and you see if this person is fit to be worked with by you, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The answer that I'm looking for. So there is a process before you take on a client and really see that if this person is suitable for your 7-step program.
Yes, absolutely. And I trust in that. If they do have psychological behavior that can always refer out, and I have done that. You know, mm-hmm. if there's someone that's a better fit for them.
So now you told us about the webinar that you have. We have about 4 minutes left, so why don't you explain what this webinar is, your website, all the information, good information that our listeners need to connect with you and utilize your expertise in their relationships.
Sure. I have this free webinar coming up. It's on March 26th, and I'm taking the guys every week through my 7-step process of helping them find their dream woman. The website is getthatonespecialgirl.com/free webinar. It's this March 26th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's called 7 Obstacles Holding You Back from Finding Your Dream Woman. So that is another way that they can get to know me. And if they are interested in the 7-week program, the online one, it's getthatonespecialgirl.com/7weeks. Getthatonespecialgirl.com/7weeks. And then if they wanted to get to know me and they just wanted to connect, they can go to getthatonespecialgirl.com and check out my website. I have different interviews and different blogs and different publications that I've been in, and they can always ask me a question there or schedule a consultation.
Okay, great. Can you say a little bit more about the webinar? What is the situation for participating? Are there a number of people that you're limited to? Give just a little bit more information on the webinar, please.
Sure. The webinar, I'm going to go through the 7 obstacles that men go through that are holding them back from finding their dream woman. And I'm going to take them through one of the obstacles so that they can see how I work. And they can participate by going to that landing page, getthatonespecialgirl.com/free webinar, and they can sign up. They have to add their name and their email. And once they do, they'll have access to the webinar. So they can either call in to hear the details, or they can go online and they can participate online. So they can ask questions via chat, or they could call in, and when they call, I can answer their questions live.
Great. And then you said there is a 7-week program that also through that they can take the next steps and connect with you in the coaching for 7 weeks, and that would be online also.
It will be a webinar, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, I created this program for guys who, you know, want to take that next step and are not ready for private one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to be there for the guys in multiple ways, you know, because this is my service. This is what, you know, I love to do.
That's great. Really, it was a very informative conversation with you. I really enjoyed the topic and the content of what you shared with our listeners. I think everything that you shared is valuable in this process of building good relationships, and I really recommend to look into your webinar and the future information that you have. Thank you so much for coming to this program and giving our listeners your time.
Thank
you
so much.
Do you have any last words?
No, I just, you know, for the guys who are here on the call, I just want to let you know that I'm here for you and I really care about you. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach out. And I really hope to support you in finding your dream woman. Have a good night.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And have a nice evening to everyone. Bye.
Thank you.